not within that listed. There has been indications of other urgent engagements and flights to be caught, so we don't want to keep you longer than 10 minutes from the moment I start speaking. So what we're going to do is, just to get things in perspective, we have before us a draft report for the committee's consideration. This draft report contains a recommendation from this committee to the president, and this would be conveyed via the speaker, I'm advised, in terms of the procedures of parliament, that is under cover of the speaker's letter to the president, where in terms of the Public Audit Act, we have the authority to recommend to the president appropriate terms and conditions of employment for the Auditor General. And this is in response to a request by the Remuneration Committee of the Auditor General that this committee reviews his salary and conditions as are currently determined by a presidential proclamation that was passed when he was appointed in 2006, on the basis that those conditions of service are not consistent with what is envisaged in the Act. The Act states that his salary and conditions should be similar to those of the highest echelon of the judiciary, which was interpreted to mean the Chief Justice per omnes one. That's how it is quoted in the lingo that's used. Now, we had discussions last week, and that was the culmination of a long process that's lasted for almost a year. And I don't want to go into that history. It's captured in summary in the report. What we therefore have today, after deliberations last week, and a presentation by Remco jointly with Alexander Forbes on the one hand, and a response to that presentation per our request by an expert from Treasury who concurred with the Remco proposal as being a correct configuration of what is proposed in the Act to be the appropriate salary and benefits of the Chief Justice. We now are in a position to make a decision as this committee. So I'm going to request the Secretary to read out the draft report which would constitute our decision, and then I'll put the matter before the committee to decide. After we've decided, we will write to the Auditor General and invite him to indicate whether he agrees or accepts the new terms and conditions that we are proposing to the president. And if in writing he agrees to that, we will attach his indication to that effect together with our recommendation to the president, because the law says that we effectively should negotiate with him, and only once we've reached agreement thereon can we then make a recommendation to the president. That's how I understand it. All right, so that's where we are. On that note, unless anybody wants to interject and raise any issues preliminary, I would then proceed to request the secretary to quickly read out the draft report and then put it to the committee. Thank you.
Go ahead. Report of the Standing Committee on the Auditor General on the Salary Package of the Auditor General of South Africa, dated 9 June 2011. The Standing Committee on the Auditor General, having considered the recommendations of the Remuneration Committee of the Auditor General on the Salary Package of the Auditor General, reports as follows. Introduction. The Committee on the Auditor General, the committee, established in terms of Rule 208A of the National Assembly rules, read what Section 10.3 of the Public Audit Act 2004, Act Number 25 of 2004, is mandated in terms of Section 2C of the Act to assist and protect the Auditor General in order to ensure the independence, impartiality, dignity, and effectiveness of the Auditor General and to advise the National Assembly. On the 22nd of September 2006, the committee recommended to the President of the Republic of South Africa, in terms of Section 7.1 of the Public Act, that the Auditor General, number one, the Auditor General to be appointed, Mr. T.M. Nombembe, receive a total remuneration package of 1.78/600 per annum commencing on the 1st December 2006 to be reviewed annually. Second one, Mr. Nombembe is not entitled to an annual performance bonus but should receive a termination bonus compensation on the successful completion of his term equal to 10% average term compensation X years of the fixed term of office. And the total number three, the total remuneration package is structured by Mr. Nombembe according to the parameters and guidelines as are generally applicable to the Office of the Auditor General. The recommendations were included in the President's Act number 349, dated 11 November 2006. The committee also indicated in the notice that the entire remuneration dispensation of all public office bearers, including the judiciary, is currently under review. Section 7.2b of the Public Audit Act provides, amongst others, that allowance and other benefits of a person appointed as Auditor General must be substantially the same as those of the top echelons of the judiciary. While the remuneration dispensation of the Chief Justice has been reviewed, that of the Auditor General serving in accordance with the conditions of employment as determined prior to the said review has not been adjusted. The conclusion. In light of the above and after considering the submission from the Remuneration Committee of the Auditor General, which relies on a benchmarking exercise undertaken by Alexander Forbes and the chairperson of the Remuneration Committee, the Steering Committee and the Auditor General, in accordance with its statutory mandate, recommends to the President, subject to Section 7.3 of the Public Act, to do the following. Number one, taking note of the original salary offered to the Auditor General, Mr. T.M. Nombembe, as well as the salary adjustments that were implemented during the past 3 years, to increase the Auditor General's annual salary package from 1.78 to 2.650, effective from the 1st December 2006. Number two, while the Auditor General is not entitled to an annual performance bonus, to increase the termination benefit from 10% of the average term compensation for each year of service to 50% of average term compensation for each year of service. This will compensate for the differences in the remuneration package of the Auditor General as compared to the remuneration package of the Chief Justice. And lastly, effect payment of back pay amounts in accordance with the parameters and guidelines as applicable to the Office of the Auditor General. That's the report. Yes, sir.
All right. We had all the discussions last week, and it was all explained that it's also a matter of where you load much of the bulk of the money, whether at the end, the termination, or in the salary, and so on and so on. And I think all those technical issues have been discussed and explained and interrogated. Then what remains of us now is to decide on this, which is a representation of a recommendation that we now have to decide whether to accept or reject from the Remuneration Committee of the Auditor General, supported by Alexander Forbes, and also concurred to by the a special advisor provided to us by the Minister of Finance, who is an official in Treasury, specializing in this field, Mr. Manak Bhatt. did his presentation last week. All right. What do I do next? Can I ask the question if members agree or disagree, and with the proposal that we adopt this report and do the other things following that that I've outlined earlier on? Colleagues, anybody who wants to indicate? Yes, Dr. George.
Thank you, Chairperson. I object. The DA objects. Thank you, Chair.
Chairman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. All right. Colleagues on my, is it my right? Yes. Anybody who wishes to express an opinion?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Having gone through some lengthy discussion about this matter, I propose that we adopt the report. We agree, from the side, we agree with that report.
All right. I think that in the light of divergent opinions on the matter, I should put the matter to the vote. Can those that support the proposal indicate their support by show of hands? Can somebody count for me? And those, oh, have you finished counting?
No, the member is still writing.
Colleague, do you want to indicate whether you are raising your hand or not? Sorry? I didn't hear. Can somebody speak in the mic? Is it fine? All right, is it fine? Do we have the full number of people's name? All right. Okay. But are those that are opposed, can they indicate by raising their hands? All right. All right. The result is that 8 members are in favor and 3 are opposed. I assume the 8 that are in favor are ANC members. How many members is the ANC entitled to have in this committee, maximum? All right. So all. Yeah.
Only information.
Yes.
Are you voting for the recommendation?
Oh, sorry. Oh, all right, all right. can I raise my hand and indicate my support of the recommendation as well? Can that be recorded? Thank you very much. I almost disenfranchised myself. All right. So 18 say, yeah? Mr. Love?
Chairperson, yes. Is it not that you have a casting vote? And if that is the case,
yes,
where there is no deadlock in
yes
terms of the number of votes,
yes,
there's no need for you to vote. But I think he is right to say you should not have counted 8 and 3.
Mm.
You should have counted 7 and 3.
All right.
It would still come back to the same results. But
right,
your vote would not be necessary then,
right,
if you have a casting vote.
All right. I think I'm blessed to have all kinds of experts assisting. Thank you very much for that. So is there consensus around the process now? All right. Okay, that then confirms that this committee has decided in favor of the request, and specifically for your information, that is option 5 out of the 6 options that were put forward by REMCO. And that's reflected in the REMCO document that's also been included in your packages. All right, that then concludes the business for which we convened. We will, in future meetings, update you on the status of our planned international trip. Safe to say that we're looking at the last 2 weeks of September, either the second from the last or the very last week, which are both constituency, I think, periods, to schedule our trip to Canada, given the fact that our hosts in Canada indicated that July would not be ideal to receive us. And we will continue to update you in that regard. We do not expect difficulties from Parliament in making the necessary arrangements. Maybe that will be a small incentive from our side to get keep the committee motivated. Thank you very much. Unless anybody has anything, I would like to adjourn the meeting. The meeting is accordingly adjourned. Oh, sorry. Yes?
I just want to say how I'm impressed on the professional way you chaired the
thank you very much. On that note,